Advent is a season of great expectation, a season of hope, and in the Diocese of Wichita we are no doubt in that season of great expectation, awaiting our next bishop. I'm Father Mike Simone and I'm currently serving as your Director of Vocations. As a part of my role, I also serve on our Priest Retirement and Seminary Education Fund Board. Today I want to share with you some reflections about Advent, our season of great expectation, and some of the great expectations of hope we have as a people of this diocese. We have all heard it said that Advent is a time of waiting, a time of preparation, but it is also a season of expectation, a season of hope. The expectation of Jesus' entrance into the world, the season of hope that God comes to save us. In today's gospel, we heard of the revelation to Joseph by an angel that he was to be the foster father of Jesus. And it is hard for us to imagine the thoughts that might have gone through his mind. One reason is that Joseph is silent in all of the Gospels. Another reason, though, is that it would be hard for us to imagine our response if something similar happened to us. Yet, we see Joseph's courageous, albeit silent response. Joseph accepted his mission. He found the courage to protect and to provide for Mary and Jesus. From this moment forward, the rest of Joseph's life was spent in grateful expectation. Joseph's life was filled with unexpected happenings, times of grateful expectation and hope. Today we are grateful for the response of the 32 diocesan retired priests who so faithfully provided for us as the faithful of the diocese. They, like Joseph, had the courage to say yes to God. Our retired priests, like Joseph, provide for our diocesan family by dedicating their lives to celebrating sacraments, giving good counsel, being present when our loved ones were dying, ill, or in need. They, like Joseph, were there when we needed them. And they continue to be here for us. Our retired priests have not gone away, but they are a little more like Joseph these days in their retirement. Our retired priests are men of prayer, spending a great deal of time praying for us. Even though our retired priests are, like Joseph, a little hidden from public view, they remain steadfast in their mission as priests, and they continue to provide for us. We see our retired priests as they cover for priests who need rest, retreat, or vacation, and at times when they care for parishes which don't have a pastor. Our retired priests continue, like Joseph, to carry our burdens when we no longer can. Our retired priests are men of courage, and they inspire us like Joseph. We owe them a great deal of thanks. Today, we remember another reason to hope. God blesses our diocese with 59 seminarians, many of whom will be our future priests, a great sign of hope indeed. Our seminarians no doubt looked for their inspiration in like Joseph men throughout our diocese, such as our active and retired priests. Thank you for inspiring these young men to be open to God's call. Needless to say, our seminarians and our retired priests are a blessing to us, a sign of hope for our local church. At the same time, each blessing comes with a corresponding responsibility. We have received these gifts, these blessings, these signs of hope from God. Now, we respond by ensuring our seminarians and retired priests are provided for as they study to be our future priests, and as they pray for us and provide for us in their years of retirement. So, this Sunday, I am asking you to honor the Joseph-like courage of our retired priests and seminarians. How? I am asking you to be like Joseph in your own prayer and discernment, to listen attentively to the voice of God in your own vocation by sharing this great responsibility of helping to provide for our retired priests as they provided for us for so many years, and our seminarians who will provide for us as our future priests. Today I am asking that you prayerfully consider placing a contribution in the Christmas Call to Sharing envelope that you received in the mail or in the pew, to put the envelope in the collection basket on Christmas Day. This generous contribution will partially ensure we are able to continue to care for our retired priests and seminarians. The example of Joseph, your example, and the example of our priests and seminarians continues to inspire me. Thank you for being a blessing to all of us, and thank you for helping us to care for the great blessing God has provided for us in the Diocese of Wichita.